It's going to make my wife really happy, make my kids really happy, and then it's going to make my team make it work. But I'm taking 90 days vacation. I know the business will take care of itself because I'll be out of it and it's going to get a little bit better. That's why I have good people to do better work than I could do.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, business goals that'll crush it in 2022. Here are my two biggest goals. People have been asking me like, hey, Javier, what's your business plan? What are you buying? Are you going to buy $100 million worth of property this year? What are you doing? And I said, I got two goals for my business this year that I was going to multiply big time my business. Number one, I said, I'm going to take 90 days vacation. Right? 90 days vacation. That's my first goal, right? How am I going to do that? I have no idea. It's the middle of March. I've taken about 14, 15 days. So I got to take about a week, a little bit over a week per month, right? So what is that going to do? First of all, it's going to make my wife really happy, make my kids really happy. Okay. And then it's going to make my team figure shit out, right? So make it work. Like if I can make it work, maybe I don't deal with the bullshit every day, the small stuff that I do every day and just big picture, but I'm taking 90 days vacation. That's number one. And if I take care of that, I think the business, well, I know the business will take care of itself because I'll be out of it and it's going to get a little bit better, okay? Because that's why I have hiring good people to do better work than I could do. All right. And number two, this is what's really, really, really going to put my business from here to here. My number two, which is really my number one, but I didn't want to say that at the beginning, is answer my wife's phone calls, right? That's number one overall the whole year. I told my wife, honey, every time you call me, if I'm not on a call, well, I'm just going to answer your phone, right? If I'm not in a meeting or a call, I'm going to pick up the phone because for the last 5, 6, 7 years, she calls, I don't even answer. Yeah, try her, text me, I'll never reply to her. Well, I can't say never, but it's just, I'm really slow. Why do we do that? Why? What does men do that? For you ladies that are listening to this, yes, I do it as well. Your husband probably does it too. Your partner does it too. I'm so sorry. We're just stupid, a little bit stupid, okay? But I won't answer her phone calls and I forget to text her back. Just because I'm busy, right? It's bull crap. So I said, honey, I'm going to answer your phone calls. And I think I've done pretty good, right? I hope she was here. She could probably talk to me about it. But I know I've a lot better now. It went from like 10%. I think I'm like at 50% now. Okay. So I think she just texted me right now, but I'm doing a video, so I can't answer it. And she's going to be pissed right now. Cause like, you're going to answer my phone. No, she actually doesn't bother me usually when I'm at work, unless it's a very, very important. Or if I'm traveling, she tries not to bother me, but I got to call her in the morning. Say good morning, and I got to call her in the evening, say good night, right? That's kind of the thing. If I forget to do it, which I'm a dumbass sometimes, and I don't do it, she gets pissed, right? Because she said, hey, you go to travel, I just want you to call me before you go to bed. All right, great. So I can't forget that. I forgot like 2 weeks ago when I was in Tampa. But anyways, answer my wife's phone calls and her text messages and take 90 days vacation. Those are my business goals for 2022, and I am definitely going to crush it in 2022. Do the same.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.